People did.
What do you mean?
They made a god of man.
So he...
I don't agree with that.
Not even an ordinary man, because he made statements out of which the whole dogmatic teaching of Christianity originated. Certainly, that applies to every teacher. I'm not condemning only Jesus. All teachers, Buddha, Muhammad, you see, and Mahavir, all the teachers whom we consider to be the great religious teachers of mankind. Leave alone those people who are doing holy business in the marketplace today. We are not concerned about this. So there is no use blaming them anyway. So we are here, you see. We are the inheritors of all that violent culture. So the culture is nothing but, you see, to teach man how to kill and to be killed. Whether it is in the name of religion, or in the name of political ideology, or in the name of patriotism, or anything you want. So it can't be any different. So that is why I said, the whole thing is moving in the direction of total annihilation of man. We have set, such things have set in motion, forces of destruction, yes, which no power can stop.
No power.
No power. No God can stop it, because those gods themselves have set in motion these forces of destruction. You see that now happening, mm-hmm. You see. So when the caveman used the jawbone of an ass to kill his neighbor, there were chances of survival for others. So the same caveman today, who lives there in the Kremlin and in the White House and in the Parliament House there in India, or the ones who will set in motion, who will let loose forces of destruction that will completely wipe out every form of life on this planet, and will man will take with him every species that exists today on this planet. So it has come out of that thinking of man, who taught religion to man, who wanted to establish love on the face of this earth and see what he has made out of it.
So if you say we can't stop it.
Can you stop it? You see, you can't stop it. So the one thing that you can do
is to break everything. As humanity, we can stop it if we want it.
When?
If we want it.
Well, you don't want obviously.
If you want it.
Obviously. Do you want?
Yes.
Then how do you go about it? How do you go about? Tell me. Do you see the urgency of the whole situation? Or you see, after me the deluge, it may not happen. Some lunatic there might press the button. So we sit here comfortably, talk about, you see, these things.
Strange. I think there is a possibility.
What is the possibility?
To stop it.
What is the possibility?
To act.
How? When are you going to act? When the time is too late. When the whole thing, you see, the Holocaust is released, it will be too late before we realize. So why not, you see, you can join the anti-bomb, you see, which is ridiculous. You know?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, of course. Because, you see, don't you want the police to protect your tiny little property? Huh? So the hydrogen bomb is an extension of the same. You can't say, this I want, that I don't want. You see, it's the extension of the same.
So we are helpless.
No, what makes you think that it is possible for you to stop this? You can stop it in you. Free yourself from that social structure that is operating in you without becoming anti-social, without becoming a reformer, without becoming anti-this, anti-that. You see, you can throw the whole thing out of your system and free yourself from the burden of this culture, you see, for yourself and by yourself. Whether it has any use for the society or not is not your concern. At least there's one individual who has freed, walks free, you know. You don't have any more, you see, the choking feeling of what this horrible culture has done to you. It's neither east nor west, it's all the same. Human nature is exactly the same. There is no difference. So you are interested only in what to do, you see. What to do. How can we
stop?
Can you stop? Individually, there isn't a damn thing that you can do.
What do you think about it, Sajjananda?
The words came speechless in the fire. When I think of Sajjananda, I do agree, but it's very theoretical. Just free yourself of the burden of culture.
Then?
I understand it, but practically it's very difficult, of course.
You
can
see,
almost nothing do about it.
There's nothing, so. Not a thing.
You are a product.
You have no freedom of action at all.
No.
When that is understood, what is there, you see, expresses itself. You know? The intelligence that is there, you see, can handle much more effectively than all the solutions that man has come out through his thinking. That's all that I'm saying, you see. Which is the result of millions and millions and millions of years of the creative nature, you know. That's all. You see, the ideal that we have placed before us, the perfect man, is just, you see, a myth, you see. Such a man doesn't exist at all.
The Iron Man.
Like you're trying to become an ideal man, and what you are left with is the misery, the suffering. To be that. One day, you see, the hope. So we die with that hope.
So one solution is accept your being here. As you are.
As you are, exactly the way you are. Then you are not in conflict with the society. You see, the demand that is pushing you in the direction of wanting to change yourself into something, you see. That is what the culture has done. Put it in you. You want to do something? Boy, look here, watch your step. See, that is what they're doing. It's the second movement that comes, you see. That is the society. See? Watch your step, it says, you see. So that has put fear in you. So then at the same time it talks of freeing yourself from fear and courage and the whole thing, you see. Be a fearless man. That is only for the purpose of using you as a pawn in maintaining, you see, this status quo of the society. That's all. That is why it is teaching courage, it is teaching fearlessness. So that it can use you to maintain the continuity of the society. So you are a part of that. So that's why you see every time you want to act, this is what is there is fear and the impossibility of acting. So the science, the society is not out there, the culture is not out there. Unless you are free from that, you cannot act.
Unless, and then you're free from it.
Then you see, though,
then
you will not come here and ask me the question, what will be that action?
No,
there
I
is
don't
an
ask
action.
That.
There is an action already. There is an action, as far as you are concerned.
So you mean that the man is only entitled to act when he is free?
He is able to act because he is all the time thinking in terms of the freedom to act. You see, you know, how can I be free to act? That's all you are concerned about, the freedom, but you are not acting. The freedom, the demand for freedom to act is preventing the action. Which is neither social nor antisocial. I'm sorry.
So you're free if you accept yourself and your situation.
That's all, that you are not in conflict with the society anymore. You know? That's the reality of the world. whether you will be of any use to the society or not, you will not be any use to the society. On the other hand, if you become a threat to the society will liquidate you. Because it is disturbing, you see, all the movements in the direction of threat. See, you sometimes it is that has created this problem for you. Want two things at the same time. You want to bring about a change in you. The change is the demand of the society so that you can become a part of that and maintain the continuity of the social structure without any change. And the second thing is you want change. See, this is the conflict. When the demand for bringing up any change in you ceases, then the concern to change the world around you also comes to an end, ipso facto, when I lose you. Both of them are finished. Otherwise, your actions will be a danger to the society. They will liquidate you, that's for sure. So you are ready, you see, to be liquidated by that social structure. That is the courage, you see, not to die in the battlefields, you see, to fight for your flag, you see, no? Flag symbolizes what? What does flag symbolize? No? You wave your flag here, they wave their flag, and yet both of them talk of peace. How absurd the whole situation is. And yet you talk of peace. How? You see, you owe allegiance to your flag, and they owe their allegiance to their flag. And you at the same time talk of peace in this world. How can there be any peace in this world when you are waving your flag here, they are waving their flag? Whoever has better weapons will have the day for himself. With my flag here, your flag there, these peace marches are becoming, or you create another flag, you see, with this, you know, the anti-bomb groups. Or sit around.
It's useless.
See, I don't have to tell you. Are you ready to do away with the policeman? Individually, you want to protect yourself, your life, number one. I'm not saying whether you should or should not. Or your little property you have. So you need the help of a policeman to protect it. So you draw a line and say, this is my nation. So you see, you want to protect your nations. The frontiers are expanding. And when you cannot do it, you see, you will have to expand your means of destruction also to protect yourself. But you say it is defensive. Certainly it is defensive. So that is only an extension of this. You can't talk against that as long as you want this policeman to protect your things. You can sit around there, take marches, sit around, you know, those nuclear reactors, and you see, sing peace songs and play guitars and make love there, make love but not war. Don't listen to all that crap, you see, making love and making war spring from the same source. I'm not suggesting that you should, but that becomes a sham mockery in these people. That's true. That's enough, I think.
So what is then this relation between ourselves and the world we live in?
Absolutely nothing except that the world you experience is the one that is created by you. You are living in a world of your own. You have created a world of your own experiences and try to project it on the world. So you have no way of experiencing the reality of the world at all. You and I use the same word to describe that is a video camera. What you are holding as, you see, a pen or a pencil, as the case may be. So we have to accept all these things as valid because they are workable, you see. They make us function in this world to communicate only on that level, you see. intelligently.
So nobody can be an example for anybody else?
It's only for the animals, not for the humans. The human being cannot follow anybody. You know. Physically, you have to depend, you know. That's all there is to it.
Would you say that there is not such a thing as growth in spirituality? Or could you say that
what I'm suggesting is that there is no such thing as spirituality at all. If you superimpose what you call spirituality on your what is called material life,